Beyond the Mic with Sean Dillon.
We're joined on the Starline by an Emmy Award-winning true crime host and a recovering criminal defense attorney. Controversy, corruption, and continuing questions. If Julia Beverly remains wrongfully convicted? We welcome the brains behind Murder on Songbird Road podcast, Lauren Bright Pacheco and Bob Mata.
Sean, thank you so much for having us. We're very excited to speak with you this morning.
Hey, Sean.
Friends, let's go beyond the mic. Lauren, your work on the Wrongful Conviction podcast won your team the 2024 Anthem Award winner for podcast audio for human and civil rights. Why is it important for you to find justice?
You know, I have to say I am first and foremost a recovering television producer, so perhaps it's atoning for past offenses, but I'm also the daughter of an attorney, and I had a very naive impression of how the justice system works and how it works, particularly in our country. And it's the kind of thing that once you see corruption, you can't unsee it. And then with that lens, you look across society and you see it in many different ways in many different places. And my eyes have settled and stayed really on the justice system.
Bob, it confuses me. How did prosecutors get a conviction with no direct physical evidence connecting Beverly to the crime?
Narrative. It's always the narrative. You know, when you have cases that there's not a ton of evidence, it's going to boil down to narratives. And this case in particular, the state put forth a convenient narrative, but a compelling one in terms of a jury. And the other side of it is, in any case, if you get little or no resistance from the defense, it's a recipe for a conviction, which is exactly what happened in this case.
As you found out more about this case, how has it changed or angered you?
You know, it's interesting because this case, Bob and I have both said, it's a little bit of split personality roller coaster. You know, we have wound up on both sides of the fence at various different times throughout the investigation. But I have to tell you that the deeper we dug, the deeper we did an actual investigation, which is something that I would firmly state was not conducted. Because keep in mind, this happened on December 5th, and Beverly was arrested on December 9th of 2020. And so their quote-unquote thorough, exhaustive investigation really took between 5 and 4 days, depending upon if you throw the murder day in there. But they made their mind up very early, as in, I would say, boots on the ground at the crime scene. And that tunnel vision is like a steamroller. It moves ahead at lightning pace, and it is almost impossible to put the brakes on. And that's what happened in this case as well.
Bob?
Yeah, it's a frustrating case, but it's also a fascinating case, because when Laura and I both were independently contacted by various people that were connected to the case, and they'd slid into our DMs independent of one another. Laura and I were actually talking to one another about something completely different, a different case that Lauren had covered and she was wanting me to look at. So this went on for like 2 months where they were communicating with Lauren, they were communicating with me, trying to get us interested in covering the case. And so when that kind of pops up, I'm like, and I was drawn to the case because it's a case where you've got one of two improbable scenarios that have taken place. And it's either that Julie Beverly did this, which to me on its face just looked completely improbable, or what Julie is saying happened, which is this masked marauder just happens to pop up at her place in the 15 or 20 minutes she's gone and commits this brutal crime, seems equally improbable, but one of the two had to have happened. So that was really what kind of drew me in. And then Lauren and I kind of took it from there.
From the Murder on Songbird Row podcast, our friends, it is Lauren Bright Pacheco and Bob Mata on the mic. And friends, it's time for the Rocking Eight. 8 random questions. Answer with the first thing that comes to your mind. There's no pressure. Since we have 2 guests, we'll alternate questions. Lauren, what's the best thing you ate in Madison, Wisconsin?
Oh, that's excellent, because my son is in Madison, Wisconsin. I'm in Madison, New Jersey. I have to say that there is a place called the Heritage Tavern, which does the most incredible farm-to-table food. It is not inexpensive, but it is memorable and delicious beyond belief.
Bob, why is the Angels Voices Silence No More nonprofit you can believe in so much?
Because of the work that they do. It's really a not-for-profit that is driven towards getting victim stories out there. But more than that, I mean, they try to raise money for families that are just devastated by some of the losses that you see in a lot of the true crime stories that we follow. And they just do really, really important work. So it's one of those charities that really, you know, strikes close to my heart. So I'm a big, big fan of that work.
Lauren, how do you eat your corn? Up and down or side to side?
Up and down. Up and down, because that way you don't miss any kernels. And I find that I get less in my teeth that way.
Bob, how about you?
Same. I'm an up and down guy. Funny story, though. My great-grandfather could eat an entire corn on the cob one single row at a time without fail, like one single row.
Did he have a very small mouth?
He must have had very tiny teeth. That's the only way that I can figure that worked.
Lauren, what's the best thing about your daughter, Karina?
Oh, she is honestly my kryptonite. She brings oxygen into the room. She is as beautiful as she is sassy and a clever young woman on top of that.
Bob, what's the best Chicago Bulls game you ever saw live?
Any of Jordan's games. I'm lucky enough to have been able to have attended a lot of Jordan's games during his heydays, and there wasn't one that disappointed. He is the GOAT.
Lauren, how do you like your coffee?
Okay, this is a good question, because I used to drink it black, and you know most psychopaths drink their coffee black as well. But now Instagram made me buy mushroom coffee, and the only way I can get it down is with half and half and sweetener. So I've switched to mushroom coffee, and I drink it as if it's candy.
Bob, what's the best concert you've ever seen?
Oh my God, you're asking a music guy what the best show I've ever seen. I would probably have to say my first one, which was Prince in early days, 1984, Purple Rain tour. I was a 13-year-old, and it blew my mind. I think it set the stage for a lifetime of attending concerts.
Let's sneak in one more with the host of Murder on Songbird Row podcast, Beyond the Mic. When you're able to get justice for a wrongfully convicted person, then there's the other side of that family who doesn't get justice. How hard is it for you to finish a case?
Well, in an ideal world, you're doing both, right? Because justice is not served until the right person is sitting behind bars in an ideal world. And we have entered this story with that integrity and that insensitivity and that ambition in mind. We want to make sure the right person and the person responsible for taking the life of a beautiful 11-year-old girl is actually the person who is paying that price with time in prison.
Bob?
Yeah, as an attorney, you know, you go into a case like this, if you're trying the case from the defense side of it, kind of knowing that if you are trying to suggest that the person that the state has at trial and under arrest didn't do it, that you feel that you really kind of have to solve the case. And it's no different here. I think Laura and I both desperately want to be able to point the finger at the correct person. So, and we feel that deeply from our obligation to really try to find the truth and real justice.
It's time for One Big Question with Lauren Bright Pacheco and Bob Mata, hosts of Murder on Songbird Road podcast. You both look at law and how sometimes it's failed. How does that failure change the way you see justice today?
Well, for me, I've lived it. I've lived it for 23 years in the system, trying cases from the defense side of it. You know, the state has immense power. I've spent a long time in the last 3 years really trying to educate people what defense attorneys really do. And I found that, oddly enough, I have a much louder voice from this side of the bar, meaning not in the well of the courtroom, than I did in it, trying to educate people on our rights in this country. And I think it's important.
You know, Jason Flom, who's a big activist within the innocence community, has said that justice isn't only blind. He thinks she's deaf and dumb as well. That might sound a little bit cynical, but I have opened my eyes to the fact that justice is not only not blind, it is not one size fits all. And I think that we need to have a much more empathetic and inquisitive approach to how we approach justice in general.
Lauren loves her mushroom coffee. Bob's first concert was Prince, and they both want you to listen to the Murder on Songbird Row podcast. Host Lauren Bright Pacheco, Bob Mata, thanks for taking the time to talk with us today.
Thank you for
thanks,
having
Sean.
Us.
And that, my friends, is a Beyond the Mic Shortcut. If you're enjoying these conversations, please check out another Beyond the Mic episode to find more actors, artists, and people you need to know. We'd also appreciate a like and subscribe on the Good Pods app.